Wow,
this is some really deep stuff.
I don't know what just happened, but something happened inside of me. Something snapped, something.
I wasn't expecting that either.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. It's beautiful.
Monster is like really small, but it had to become that to stop me.
And then the hurt child became present when you mentioned it.
And I didn't realize this until now.
There were things that I didn't remember until now.
Funny, I haven't seen that before.
It feels like I'm the monster. I'm kind of seeing images of things. Of a world where they can exist.
This clarity brings all kinds of answers.
It's clear. She, like, hugged me and then went back to her place, I guess, in my heart.
Oh, it wants to come out. It wants the bippity boppity boop Cinderella me. Like,
she's like melted into like my chest. It's like ooey gooey.
All week been finishing things, cleaning up more. Started eating vegetables again last week. And it kind of just started happening.
It's almost like I just finished going through a meditation session.
I feel like, you know, when you hit that first joint, like in the morning, and you.
I actually feel a lot more awake.
There's something I want to mention to see, like, what it feels like on your end. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we work together, I feel as though. Like, there are moments where, because I'm not, like, facilitating, I don't mm-hmm. have in mind, like, what the next step would be.
Uh-huh.
And I almost feel as though sometimes you, like, trust me too much, which is cool. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. But you'll be like, so, would you like to do some of the next steps? And I'm like, what are those?
Yeah.
So, you know, if I had like my practitioner or space holder hat mm-hmm. on, I would know what those were. But in those moments, I'm like,
okay,
what is the next step? So yeah. I don't know if in some way, you know, the way that I've shown up in any of our sessions has caused you to feel as though, you know, you need to give me that kind of space to drive more or what? Because I'm sure it's like, you know, a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want, and I'm not saying that as a critique. It's more like just a, you know, sort of a check-in and to say,
yeah,
like,
thank you.
Please feel encouraged to assume that I
mm-hmm.
don't always know.
Okay.
What's it?
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah. Usually it's like if we get to work with like an exile or something like that, and it makes sense to me that you're like, yeah, she knows what to do next. But sometimes I'm just like in the moment, it's kind of like when someone asks me, you know, what's your favorite song or something? And just all of a sudden I can't even think of a song that I like. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
So, that was just something I wanted to kind of throw out there. Cause like I said, I think it could be that, you know, there are times that we've worked together where I might have like, I can't think of the right word, but
I think I got it when you said you driving more and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You do have an intuition about going places. So yeah, sometimes I am a little more less directive with you.
Yeah. And I do appreciate the opportunity to like mm-hmm. put my hand on the wheel, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes. And I feel like you give me a lot of space with that. And that's really cool. So again, I don't want it to sound like I'm saying, you know, don't ever do that. But sometimes, yeah, you'll be like, so would you like to do, you know, some of those next steps? And I'm like, yeah, I've already said this.
Okay. Noted. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
So thank you for, like, you know, holding a space in general where I feel comfortable, you know, communicating things like that.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Thank you. Cool. If there's anything ever that, I know this is kind of like unorthodox for the recipient to say, like, if there's anything I could do differently, but like, if there's anything that you'd ever want to communicate about, like how I show up and how it jives or doesn't jive, feels right or doesn't feel right in whatever moment, I would welcome to.
I'll think on that. Okay. Nothing coming to mind.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all. All right. Anything else?
Nothing that's coming up at the moment. Like I said, a lot of times I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna chat about that. But sometimes, yeah, it's just kind of leaves me when I get on the call. So yeah, I think I'm good.
All right. Time for meditation?
Yeah.
Okay. How many minutes?
2.
Okay. Please. Here we go. All right. Parts.
2 in mind. One of which I am thinking of or referring to within myself as perfection or bust. Like a part that prevents me from kind of moving towards things or working on things if I don't have time to, like, you know, like finish it or do it perfectly. It's like, I don't even know how to put words on it, because it shows up in various ways, but it's like, it's not just a perfectionist, it's perfectionist or nothing. Like, don't bother putting any effort, because if it can't be perfect, like, why not just not do it if it can't be perfect?
Right.
Which, as I'm sure you know, is pretty big fallacy of, like, perfection idea. And then there's, and I don't, this feels connected, but I keep bumping up against something when I am being coached about things that, you know, I want to be, and parts of me are inspired and motivated towards. There's something that no longer believes in my enthusiasm, motivation, or inspiration because of, you know, like being an ADHDer, I have a lot of experiences of getting really freaking stoked about something.
Yes. And
yeah, like I'm about to rocket into this thing. And many, many of those things have fallen by the wayside, and I ran out of rocket fuel and I didn't get out of the atmosphere. And so now it's like anytime enthusiasm and inspiration show up, there's this part that's like, no, like don't get all whipped up in this enthusiasm and inspiration, because, you know what's going, you know, this is another one of those. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, sure. You're going to do this, that, and the other, like you were going to do that, and that, and you didn't that, and that. And then there's a part that shows up and argues and says, but yeah, but we have accomplished X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So there's like a lot of push pull there, but it's really hard to ignore that that part is just there the entire time when I'm, you know, trying to work through something or reach a point of forward motion. As soon as I start to feel like glimpses of enthusiasm and all mm-hmm. of that, that part is just like parade raining the entire time. Mm-hmm. It's hard to even get to those feelings now because it's like, oh God, you know, come on.
Yeah. Got it.
It just doesn't believe in my motivation or my enthusiasm or that doesn't believe that it will pan out and be worth, you know, this effort that I'm excitedly planning to put forth or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I can see how that might be related to the perfection part.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're both saying, don't do this project.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like the perfection one is like, you know, we need to like block off the big amount of time for that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of this, which is still results in not doing. Mm. And the other one's just like, yeah, don't get excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any others in this field that feel like they would also be candidates, ones that might need your attention today?
No, these are these are big ones right now because they keep, you know, they keep showing up. Mm-hmm. I think especially the second one, the like motivation wet blanket.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You want to start with that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Sensations in the body.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it in a physical sense, but it feels as though I'm just being like tied down. Not like, yeah, just like tethered. Mm-hmm. The way that I experience its attitude is like arms crossed, you know, smug face. You know, just like tired and unimpressed. And yeah, just unwilling.
Okay. And how do you feel towards it?
I feel the word that's coming is like, I feel like sort of a beseeching towards it, if that makes any grammatical sense. Like I want it to be less, I want it to be, well, what it boils down to is I want it to not be the way that it is. I'm mm-hmm. realizing as I'm trying to describe, it's like, I want it to be more judicious about like when to be that way and when not, or I want it to consider things more thoughtfully but all of it boils down to, I want it to do X, Y, Z, which is not what it does.
Right. Right. Yeah. And does that come at all from a compassionate place of wanting to see this part happy? Or is that more of another part that's
it's an oppositional place. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could just acknowledge that.
Yeah, that part, the oppositional part is like, you know, its communication towards the wet blanket part is like, what are we going to do? Just like be not enthused about anything? Like what kind of life are you proposing, other part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we could let that one know that we would like to find out and that we can go to that part. If it will give us space.
What is being proposed?
I didn't quite catch that.
that we want to know what it is proposing. Like question that it, that the oppositional part is asking is what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Among other things. Yeah. So will that one give you space?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel softer now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Check again and see how you're feeling towards the wet blanket.
Yeah, I'm feeling more open. I'm already kind of like, as soon as I felt more open, I feel like it was starting to talk to me some.
Great. Okay. What's it want you to know?
It wants me to know that it doesn't like the roller coaster of enthusiasm, and it's, and then the loss of that. And yeah, it's like really concerned about wasting time, and there's a part in there that's about a part of its feelings that, poor choice of words. That, I mean, like, even if I'm not putting these ideas out to anyone else, it's still like this concern over looking or being flaky, or just like, you know, looking or being dismissible, for lack of a better word. Just like, oh yeah, sure.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just like, if I just jump in here and just squash this, you know, burgeoning enthusiasm, then we don't have to like feel silly later when we like totally forgot that we were excited about.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So the roller coaster, to this part, it's a waste of time. And it also has this feeling of feeling silly, being dismissible.
Yeah. It's like, it's got a lot of examples, you know, of times when this has happened. You know, this buildup of excitement and this woo-hoo, and then just like no finishing.
Yeah. Are there any other
real kind of
negatives, downsides it wants to show you about that? But what's so hard about that?
Yeah, it's like the getting of the hopes up. Yeah, the parts that do get excited are sensitive parts and dreamy parts, and you know, parts that wanna, you know, make big changes, and I don't know, like not change the world, but yeah, like something.
Okay.
And this part thinks that those parts' ideas are just kind of stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Is it all making sense to you?
Yeah.
How do you feel towards the part now?
What I'm feeling is like this recognition of how tightly wound the hopeful parts can sometimes be, and how much like kind of tension they can cause. So just recognizing that. They're not like, you know, they're not like, they have that the amount of energy that they generate has to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So there's like a cost. They're not necessarily energy efficient, let's say.
Yes. Yeah.
Even before the like execution of whatever it is, like mm-hmm. they're just, you know, ooh, it takes more energy to be like, ooh, than it takes to be like, hmm.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so how's this part, like you kind of acknowledging those other parts and seeing that tension mm-hmm. that they create?
Yeah, it likes that. Not like, I was about to say, it's not like overly enthusiastic about liking it, but then realize sure. how silly that was to say aloud, given that this mm-hmm. is the non-enthusiastic mm-hmm. part. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay.
It's just kind of like making a check mark. Like, okay, she's acknowledged this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very contained.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else it wants to tell you about its job, what it's like for it, how long it's been doing it?
What I'm getting is something like it doesn't, you know, like the wet blanket, reference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It sees itself as a realist,
mm-hmm.
not as, you know, party pooper.
Right.
But it also, like, what I also get is that it likes stability or steadiness is a better word, I think. Just like not ups and downs and not mm-hmm. rockets, you know. It just mm-hmm. likes plodding along mm-hmm. pragmatically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
I am also, I'm a little surprised, I guess, to catch it. It's seeming to say, like, I don't put the kibosh on beginning of every project. Like, that's not its
mm-hmm.
goal. Mm-hmm. But what it puts the kibosh on is this, like, you know, extremely hopeful enthusiasm
right.
feeling.
Right. Excited, dreamy, make big changes.
Yeah, yeah.
Tightly wound parts.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can stay with this part, learn more about it. We could talk to those excited, dreamy parts. Or I was sensing that description of being dismissible as possibly some exile energy. You can check that out.
Mm-hmm. I'm open to that. I'm not like hot on the trail of it. Like I mm-hmm. didn't. Yeah, I didn't get like a strong feeling when that was being said, but it definitely sounds. mm-hmm. Yeah, like maybe you think it sounds.
Maybe you could ask the realist part what mm-hmm. it would like.
Mm-hmm. what it would like, again, and it's not giving me like, this is one of those three options that you should do, but it's like, I would like if those dreamy, hopeful, you know, wound up parts didn't take up so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
As I said, even not even in the doing of the thing that they're excited about, but just in their very presence, this is enlightening. They crowd out everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, you know, bursting onto the scene like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're about to do some real important, inspirational shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then as I'm saying that, like what you were hinting at makes sense to me too, because you can't be dismissible if you're, you know, doing a bunch of important inspirational shit.
That's right. Yep.
So there's a bit of a triangulation going there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. It's like those hopeful parts and dreamy parts, like their intentions, like what they want to do, often feels admirable.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of the energy and the like ugh-iness of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does feel like it comes from, you know, some kind of like having a point to prove or, you know, making oneself valuable instead of just, you know, coming from mm-hmm. a better place with it.
Okay. Yeah. Would it make sense to just check that out with them, to invite them and hear from the excited mm-hmm. parts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you could ask them what they want to accomplish. What's what's important about their role?
When you said you can ask them what they want to accomplish, what I heard was everything.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Okay.
which is not impossible. You know, they want greatness, and they want to like make a big difference in the lives of others, and
yes.
You know, all of these things.
Uh-huh. How do you feel towards them?
I feel amused towards them at this moment. I'm still, mm-hmm. I feel like feeling amused in a loving way is an okay thing. I don't feel like it's outside of the qualities of self, despite starting with the letter A instead mm-hmm. of.
Okay. All right.
It's not in a like ridiculing way, mm-hmm. you know?
To feel compassionate and or curious about them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very curious. They're, mm-hmm. yeah, their vibe is very curious. Like, or it evokes curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys are high energy.
Yeah. They want to make a big difference.
They want to, but that, you know what they also want is to be proud.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting one of them as a, being like a star-shaped sort of character, but with its, you know, like hands on its hips. If it had uh-huh. hips, stars don't, uh-huh. but it's like a proud, smiley star-shaped thing.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. They want to be, or it, I can't tell if it's they or it anymore. Before it felt like definitely they, but, and I think there's maybe more than one. It's like the one that, you know, wants to be proud. emboldened. It wants to make a big difference, but part of that is because it wants to be proud.
Sure. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And the dreamy ones are just like, I don't know, they're starry-eyed, but more like in a, I don't know, like sort of an idealistic sort of way. Like they're not quite so motivated by, you know, being significant or important or whatnot. But yeah, they're just kind of like hopeless romantics about everything, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the concern, if they didn't work so hard, would be not feeling significant or feeling insignificant.
Definitely for the star one. There's like the another concern is like not feeling as though, yeah, like that we've reached our potential, and. Not feeling as though we've worked hard enough. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm getting.
Okay. Do they want to show you more about any history around that? Any memories? Times when they felt like they really needed to get active to protect from that?
Yeah, the sense that I get about the point in my life is like in high school and in my early adulthood, I was pretty derailed. And there are choices that I made that did not help me to rise to my potential and things like that. And I definitely did not have a lot of motivation or inspiration in those times. There was a kind of a giving up of those things, I guess.
Okay. Does it feel okay for the energetic parts to be showing you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, look how lost.
Yeah.
You were then.
Yeah.
Like, look how stagnant and comfortable, but not.
Right.
Look how boring that part. It didn't, you know, at the time I didn't think of it as boring, but I just kept doing the same things. I wasn't, you know, blasting off into some new endeavor. Yeah. They're like, ooh, you know, there's like the womp womp music kind of stuff. Like, look at this. Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to compare that with the dismissible that the realist was talking about?
And that was definitely, yeah. But when like those words hit my awareness, when you said that, it feels more like being dismissed earlier on led me to give those things up. And instead, like, I don't know, to just choose to in many ways not try.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, not that I was conscious of any of that. And I thought I was just doing what I felt like doing.
Yeah. So you can see how all of these protectors, why they're working so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And show them appreciation.
It's funny. Like the star-shaped one, you know, when you show him appreciation, he gets even more like puffy chested. Like, well, right. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Feeling proud.
I'm doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's about time you noticed. Yeah, there's a memory that has come up for me a couple times recently that I think maybe it just feels like it's tied in, but I'm not being shown it. So I don't know if I've got my like dot connector part interfering.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when I was a kid, I wanted to do gymnastics. And my mom said it was too far to drive. And I just felt like totally crushed in that like desire.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, and to me, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense because I had a lot of enthusiasm and then it was smushed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no point in being enthused. And right. perhaps no point in choosing a different thing to be enthused about because maybe that was going to be too far to drive or some other pain in the butt of some sort.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
That is, yeah, I was definitely dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an earnest interest. And it just wasn't important enough or whatever.
Okay. You could kind of check that memory out with both of these protectors, the excited one and the realist, and see how significant it is to them.
Now the realist has more, I feel like more response. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, see, you know, there was kind of no reason to get amped up about it.
Right. Right. Okay. So you have, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm also getting something like no one's going to help you. Like, not only is it like this kind of energy expense to get amped up, but anything that you do achieve, you will achieve by yourself.
Yes. Okay. Does that feel like it's more around the one wanting to become a gymnast or do gymnastics?
it's, I feel like there's a lot of emotion around that statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about a lot of things.
Okay. Well, what feels right for you now? Should we lean into that, learn more about that emotion?
Yeah.
The exiles. Okay.
Yeah, because I always try to follow. I've never felt unsafe or else I would question this, but I always just try to follow what feels the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I say a sentence and I get all choked up and there's like an uprising and a welling in there, then I'm like, well, okay, that's the one. All
right. Yeah. Seems like that's led you to some valuable places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a part interrupting about it. I have a part that's really like whenever we're doing work and it feels reminiscent of work that we've already done, it's always like, no, you know, like it's like we've already talked about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And if this worked, then you wouldn't be upset about it anymore. Like, because we've done some work with.
Yeah.
Like styles that were left to entertain, you know, I was left to entertain myself alone or sent away or shut out.
Yeah. And this part's concern is that maybe this process isn't working or doesn't work.
But just that part is like, haven't we already addressed this? Like, shouldn't this be all magically gone now? Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's something good to look out for.
About something once, like that doesn't seem.
Yeah. And also, you know, it's valuable to keep track of what we do that is productive or helpful. So that part's welcome.
That part's kind of like what it tells me once I welcome it is like, well, you better get it this time. Like, you better be real thorough. Mm-hmm. Not you, me.
Yeah.
Or us, whatever.
Okay. How do you respond to that?
My response is that it is always my intention to be as thorough as possible. But I also think it's realistic to expect that with really deep-seated things, you know, you have to talk to that kid more than once or, I don't know, maybe there's, you know, more than one part that has feelings that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I've definitely met more than one part who has, you know, a different twist on the flavor of you've got to do everything by yourself and you're responsible for everything and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm just, what I'm hoping to be doing and communicating that to this part is to just let it know that progress is being made. But we can't expect like everything to be miraculously fixed in one go.
Yeah. When you said, you know, that we had worked with parts that want to have that message of it, you have to achieve everything by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking back, trying to remember. I'm not sure that we ever heard that message around. How old was the gymnast part? Gymnastics?
I want to say I was in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
That didn't come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, it's like that part wants each like flavor of feeling to only have to be dealt with once. And that's just like, there's too many parts in here and with too many. I feel like that that part wants the whole community to be just like super simplistic. Mm-hmm. That is not the way it is in here.
Yep. Yep.
But, you know, I do understand that wish. Like, wouldn't totally. It be if only, you know, we only had to just a few things to do.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
But it's not the way it's shaken out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and we've worked, if we have worked with older parts with that same message, mm-hmm. it does kind of make sense to me that we might go in an order like that.
Yeah. That makes sense to me too.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been younger than that. I don't know. I just remember that the guy who taught the gymnastics mm-hmm. was a fourth grade teacher. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I was in a younger grade. I just remember that I wanted to be in Mr. Kokinos' gymnastics class, and it did not happen.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yes, yeah, so you want to just keep tuning into that, to that voice.
Yeah, it's like, the kid who wanted that wanted also her mom to be excited about it. Not only did she want to do it, but she wanted enthusiasm to be reflected back to her.
Yeah. Anything else you're noticing about this part?
She's just like really sad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's really sad that it didn't matter that she was stoked.
Mm-hmm. You feeling close to her at all? Is there a proximity?
Probably 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a, like, I'm seeing her at the elementary school where I went. Mm-hmm. And she's just like turned away and by herself.
Yeah. Okay. Just let her know that you see her by herself.
What I get back from that is like, I don't want to be seen.
Okay. You okay with her expressing that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe ask her what she does want.
She just wanted her mom to care about what she was excited about or mm-hmm. help her. Find out who she was.
Mm.
Or have enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
About her interests.
And about not wanting to be seen, maybe you could ask kind of what that's like for her to have that feeling.
She doesn't want to be seen in the, like, feeling like she's feeling. She doesn't want to, like,
right, okay,
be seen,
right,
upset like she is.
Right. Right. Because if she was seen in that way, that would just be more difficult.
Yeah, she's like, it's not really allowed anyway to, like, have a big emotional reaction to being told no.
Yeah.
So she'd rather just, you know, be upset by herself.
Mm-hmm. Does that all make sense to you?
Yeah.
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 You could ask her more about that, what it was like to not be allowed to react to emotionally. How hard that was for her.
Yeah, it just feels kind of like, really tight and restricted. Like, you just kind of have to clamp down internally. Because, yeah, if you show all of that, then you'll receive more dismissal and more, like, rejection. And so it's just better. It was better for her to just keep it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
She had to just carry a whole lot of tension to do that.
How does she feel being able to tell you about this stuff? Or show you some of it?
I feel like she's really glad that I'm there. And I also feel like she's kind of like, who are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can introduce yourself. Current age self, self who can negotiate with protectors and see how and why they do what they do.
It's funny, like I did that, or, you know, to some degree, just did what you just suggested, and she's like, why? And I said, like, I care about you, and she's like, why? Why do you care about me? And then she's like, and why can't she?
The why can't she was in reference to your mother?
Yeah. Like,
okay. Got it. Sorry. Yeah. I thought it was half of a sentence.
I kind of thought you might be that. I was like, mm-hmm. Is he waiting for me to say something else? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Why not? Why
couldn't mom do this?
Yeah. Or why? Yeah. She's like, I'm tired of not doing fun stuff. Like we didn't, I mean, there's somebody jumping in mm-hmm.
saying, hey, we did fun stuff.
Right. But like, yeah. Don't act like you were the child called it. It's Miss mm-hmm. Policeman again. He's like, wait a second. Like, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. We've met this part and found how valuable it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right. I wasn't a child called it. And there were occasionally moments where one might have been observed having fun. Mm-hmm. Presence of one's mom. But this type of fun stuff that she wanted to do was not happening.
Yeah. This far. It was like you were saying earlier, you know, just how complex a system is.
Yeah.
And yeah, this part kind of wants to put a label on it as like, here's your stamp of how much trauma you received. And so here's how much care and attention you should get for that.
You have an allowance of 6 tier.
Right.
Your-
right.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, I don't care what he says. She's like, I didn't get to have the kind of fun that I wanted to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? She's kind of like getting to a place now where she's like in sort of a foot stomping mood, like, mm-hmm. not at me, but just at any notion that
with you.
Yeah, yeah. She's just telling me. This was stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, we didn't go on any vacations. We didn't get to do gymnastics. Like,
yes.
All we did that was fun was this and that, and those weren't that great.
Yeah. Yeah. She's willing to show you some of those bigger emotional reactions to being told no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, she's like just miffed.
Yeah. Yeah, let her show you anything. Tell her she can show you anything.
She and she's got this funny notion that she's like, well, I'm going to steal the car and go to gymnastics class.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to drive.
I think that if we were talking about what you can do for her when you go back into her time, you know, that seems reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of seeing like a scene of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing me though. Again, let me. Nowadays, like when I see myself and I'm like, is this a self-like part, etc. I just kind of try to close the distance between me and the self I'm seeing until it's inside me again. And I'm looking out. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it feels more direct. It's like, okay, here I am. I'm like in this gymnasium type of place.
Mm-hmm.
She's standing there waiting, bouncing around, like, and I'm filling out like paperwork or something.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're enthusiastic with her and for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is going to be great. You're going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. you know, like what you're interested in matters.
Mm-hmm.
Matters enough to drive somewhere.
That's right. Yeah. I was just thinking about those excited protective parts that, you know, they had to keep kind of pushing. It has to matter more. It has to be more and more important. You know? And it's like, gymnastics is plenty important for this girl, right? It's what she wants and it's what she needs. It's her interest.
Yeah. Well, it's also like a way to move the energy, like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
of a body in motion, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gets too backed up if there's not like movement.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I'm seeing her do like all these flips and stuff that I certainly do not know how to do IRL, but like totally symptomatic.
Is there anything else she wants you to go back and redo with her?
You know, there was a part that was like, of course you need to go back and tell your mom it was stupid and blah, blah, blah. But she doesn't seem really interested in that. She's more like, watch me do this and watch me do that. And
like, yeah.
Yeah. She just wants me to be there.
Yeah.
She wants to get like treat after on the way home. Yeah. I think what I'm getting is interesting. I've not heard this before, but she's like, so I saw us there. I saw us like having ice cream on the way home. And then I'm like seeing my parents' house again. And she's like whispering in my ear. And she's like, okay, after I go to bed, you can tell her that it's stupid.
Yes.
Doesn't want to like stand there. Like a lot of them want to like shake their finger at people and stuff, but she's like, yeah, okay, so like I'll go to bed and then you can like just talk to her after that.
If that feels right for you and her. Yeah. Yeah. I try to make sure that people are aware, like parts don't have to, they can be involved as much as they want with the other work that self does, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to check in with myself because like what I'm getting is like she's ready to go to bed and she like wants me to tuck her in and she's all smiley and excited about getting to matter and getting to like explore her interests.
Yeah. You could ask her to check her body for where the I don't matter is. Help her give that up.
I'm getting eyebrows area, like forehead eyebrows. And throat.
She mentioned feeling tight, restricted, clamped down.
Mm-hmm. And I often, I mean, for years, in all kinds of like therapeutic settings, I've always felt like this tightness in my throat every time that I talk about emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, like part of it is, I think, her stuff.
Yeah, not being allowed to react emotionally.
Yeah, narrowing that channel. Mm. Keep everything
Yeah.
down and in.
Yeah. So you can ask her how she'd like to give that up. If she's ready.
Okay. There was a few like kind of stalled starts, you know, where it was like, I'm gonna do this. But then what I saw that felt the most like real was she's back on like the bouncy mat type thing that you would be on gymnastics. And she's like running and yelling into like a flipping sense sequence.
Awesome. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then doing like, you know, when you go yes and you do your elbows down, like at the end.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does that, but she's yelling again. Like,
uh-huh. Yeah.
She's very mighty.
Like, moving a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now she's doing like karate stuff. There's a lot of energy to move, apparently. A lot of movement. Awesome. And just like powerful gesticulations, if you will.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Yeah, there was a lot. There's a lot in there to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Like it sometimes, and I think this is part of, you know, my operating system, but like sometimes the things that I see are like montages, you know, running and yelling and doing flips and yelling some more and then doing like karate stuff and then kicking a punching bag and just all over the place.
She feel more and more like she's getting to matter.
Yeah, she wants to be powerful. She's like, I want to.
Sounds like she's powerful.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to scrap with her.
Yeah. Yeah, she is powerful.
And this character is cute. It's funny too because she has her hair like in French braids, like two of them, and I don't think that was a skill that anyone in my house ever had, like, you know, to style the hair that way. I don't know if she got it, but she's got that because, you know, it's got to be out of her way while she kicks and karates and gymnasts and yells and okay, this is just hilarious. Yeah. Like, I finally am now seeing like, or saw. It's very quick. So I say I'm seeing, but I'm kind of giving you the retro.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing was like running and jumping and then like a rocket ship, you know, like there's like smoke coming out of her feet and she's going straight up.
Nice.
Still yelling.
Awesome.
And then like the sound of the yelling is getting fainter and fainter because she's like disappearing into the sky.
Yeah, powerful.
And then I see her like back in her bed. Like, good night. Yeah. I'm ready to go to bed now.
Okay.
Like, you're going to give me a ride to class, right? I don't want to go with her. She's not enthusiastic enough.
Yeah. And does it feel important now to do any of that other stuff that she mentioned after bed?
Oh, tell him.
Check it with her. You know, it's definitely not any kind of requirement.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, just tell her that it's stupid. You know, like, it's so stupid.
Okay. Yeah, you're right with that?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
She's ready for me to turn out her light. She like looks really content and like, I don't know if it makes any sense to say that she's excited to go to sleep because I definitely never was as a kid, but she's just like, yeah, today was great.
Yeah. Today was great.
Yeah. So now I'm taking care of that other task. Is it, do you think it's odd or, hold on, let me get back inside myself again.
Mm-hmm.
I have this feeling of, you know, wanting to deliver her message, but I have been doing, you know, work around my understanding of my mom and like her challenges, but like what I want to do, in addition to being like, it is really stupid to tell your daughter that it's too far to drive, like lame. But what I feel like I want to do is also to say, like, you know, to acknowledge that I understand that she's has a hard time.
Yeah. I think that's what self does for parts. Parts give self the raw message and self speaks for them.
I don't know. Sometimes the parts are like, they have a real stern message to give and I give it. But with this, sure. Just like, she wanted me to tell her that it was stupid. That's all she said.
Mm-hmm.
So that's easy enough. But to just also be like, you know, I feel compassion towards my mom and her parts in this moment too.
Absolutely.
And to say like, okay, that is stupid, but I acknowledge your struggle and appreciate that you're trying. And in this internal world, you know, I can be like, I'm going to take her to class.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, learn to have more fun and learn to be more interested and don't be limiting.
Yeah.
Because if you give up on her,
that's what happens.
She'll give up on you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a very compassionately delivered message.
Yeah. Star Tune part is beaming. He's very proud.
Yeah, so... That's what I was going to suggest about circling back to the protectors.
Yeah. He's the one that I'm seeing like easily, you know, he's just like, yay. You know, he's like, she's a superstar.
Yes. And the realist tired of the roller coaster.
Yeah. She's, you know how some of them are. She's like, yeah, yeah, that's cool. Like, she's not going to do a cartwheel, but.
Right. But that sense of being dismissible.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel. I then saw like me and the star and the realist part. Like standing again in the little girl's room, like just watching her sleep.
Mm.
Like, hey, look at that. She's like faintly smiling. And not at all roller coastery.
Right. Yeah. And what she wants is to have someone with her in that, in her enthusiasm. She wants that steadiness of someone's care.
Yeah. That realism part is like, I was trying to. Like I was trying to care about her.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And I'm kind of like scratching her back, standing next to her, mm-hmm. like, you know, no one mm-hmm. would ever say that you weren't.
Nice work.
Thank you. Nice space and guidance.
You're welcome.
Thanks for telling me some of what to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate it. Yep. Seriously.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that a good place to stop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate
See you next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Do you want to help bring more self-energy to the world? If you'd like to participate in calls or help out with this project in any way, I'd love to hear your ideas. Join the Discord server or contact me at james@liveifs.com. A huge thanks to our audio engineer, Yvonne, for your care and diligence in editing the calls. To every caller for your courage in sharing some of your parts. And to anyone out there getting to know their internal system, keep going. Who knows? That might be the most selfless, helpful thing you can do for others, and you're the only one who can do it. If you'd like to see us reach the largest audience, we must please the almighty suggestion algorithms at iTunes and YouTube. And they don't care about the power of IFS. They're looking for likes and shares and comments, and the sooner the better. Follow the links in the show notes right here in your podcast player to make your wishes known. And now, a minute of meditation. Or if you prefer, pull over. You can do it in 60 seconds. Just click one of those links. They're right there. And give us a like or a 5-star rating. It would really help. If you think this project is helping people, you're helping people by sharing it. Thank you.